Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. Another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You got Mikey V. Let's give a warm round of applause for Joey D. Look at the D-man coming in here today, Michael. Joseph, how are you today, pal?
Doing pretty good, Bob. Feeling yeah. Good.
What's something funny, Michael?
No.
He's sponsored by Panera. That's well documented.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
The way right. that this guy is pushing.
He's got
this
the Panera up. Bag. Got the yeah. Panera bag.
I wish. I really do, Mike.
Stock secured. Well, I mean, they should be taking notice already. I mean, you give these guys insane amount of free pub, and you're growing the Sip Club army. It's obvious.
They
sent
me an automated message and then never followed up on it.
That's tough.
They need to.
Guy of your caliber?
Some might say that I'm ready to take Panera back to where they used to be. I'm ready to take the bull by the horns and steer them in the right direction, kind of like you were with KFC.
Speaking of grabbing the bull by the horn, you do remind me a lot of White Goodman from Dodgeball. An entrepreneurial guy who, you know,
early shot out of the gates from
grabbing
his
wife by the
horn. I'll tell you what.
White Goodman was in great shape. He was an entrepreneur. Oh,
he was stuffing pizza down his shorts.
That was at the end of the movie.
Still happened. And he was an obnoxious psychopath.
I'm not saying.
Who's saying?
I'm not
you just
saying.
Said.
I'm
you
not
just
saying.
Said. You literally just said it.
All right, let's get back to the pod now. Let's get back to the pod.
By the way,
box is gone. Looks like the box is gone. Box is not gone.
Box is not gone.
That box will be there until the end of time.
No, he'll be moving coming. Out. He'll just take the box with them and go to the new spot.
Sure.
Pod room's coming. By the way, it should be done.
Look good. The should video you showed me, it looked pretty good. That was the same room or that was a different room?
That was a different room.
Okay.
No. This guy had to pay a king's ransom, Mikey. He had these guys there from dusk till dawn.
It's not true.
A couple rabbits.
Those are full-blown technicians. Wow. They had the trucks outside, the whole nine.
He had NASA.
Even fed them
Grimaldi's. Yeah.
He felt bad. He was giving them Grimaldi's because they were there.
I'll tell you something. I'm really good. If somebody comes to the house, like any workers or something, I'm very, very good to them. I really am.
You should always have, like, if ever I got like guys working on the house or something, especially usually it's when the weather's nicer that they're able to do stuff. You always got to have the cold water. Always got to have the cold water on deck.
Yep.
Couple cold beers for when they're done. Like at the end of the day, they want a couple beers. Give them a couple
cold beers.
Yeah. At the end of the day. Sure.
That's really nice. I haven't gone the beer route.
Yeah. Like if they're working, like when they were doing my yard, these guys were out there. 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning until 4 or 5 in the afternoon in the middle of the summer. Like they were dying by the end of the day. Give them a couple of cervezas. That goes a long, long way.
By the way, out of how many, Michael, out of how many people that say they like a beer, like they enjoy a cold beer, want a beer, how many of them do you think actually like beer? Because I think it's a little bit of a placebo effect. Like I don't like look forward to a beer. I just want to get drunk.
Yeah, no,
look at the Shawshank Redemption, Bob. Sometimes a nice cold beer goes a long way.
Well, but that wasn't that guy in jail for a decade, you know? Then a beer with anything would taste nice.
No, I am one of those who say, like, in the summer in certain situations, mowing the lawn. I mean, I think we've done top 5 beers. I don't know. Maybe we haven't, but, like, the lawnmower beer, the airport
barbecue beer.
The airport beer.
Sure.
Barbecue grilling. Vacation, first vacation beer. Grilling is a must. Like, absolutely. I think that it's something you look forward to. That ice cold Modelo coming out of the fridge is.
That was a great beer, man.
It's different, man.
What do you think, though? What do you think?
When I was younger, never would I ever say, like, oh, I can't wait to, like, oh, I would kill for a cold beer. Never. I didn't like the taste of beer when I was first, like, in high school. I don't know if anyone really liked the taste, you know. When you first have your first beer, I don't know if anyone truly enjoys it. I didn't.
See, but is it the buzz that you're looking forward to?
No, the actual taste.
Really?
I think an ice cold beer is delicious.
Cold beer on the golf course or after the round goes a long way too.
19.
Goes a long way.
Yeah, see, cocktails. I look forward to cocktails.
I feel like cocktails a bigger commitment to getting after it though. Like if you have a cocktail, like you can't just have one cocktail.
Yeah, that is. I
You could
mean,
have one
most we
beer and
could,
then just
but
call it. But
you could.
if you're committing to cocktails, you're committing to getting a little saucy.
Dude, my favorite thing in the world, I start to get sad as the dinner goes on. Like when we were talking about this, Mikey, like when the cocktail comes out, when you're out to dinner, I enjoy being at dinner so much that when the cocktails hit, I'm in like really like some of my best form.
Well,
Then the appetizer.
you're talking about the cocktail before any food arrives.
Correct.
That's the peak. That, in my opinion, that may be the peak moment of the dinner.
I agree. Either
No, you
that or the
can't stop. Yeah,
appetizers. The
because of the
appetizers.
appetization. Appetizers, yeah, with
And then I
the
start to get sadder and sadder because I know it's coming to an end. Like right when the appetizer
cocktail.
hits, I'm peak high. And then once I start eating the appetizer, I'm midway through, then we start to go down because then I know the dinner's starting to end. Like if we're
Seafood
going
Tower
down.
is peak Mikey.
Seafood Towers.
Yeah, boy, did he. Who was the jerk off? Was it you or you? Because it certainly wasn't me that took all of the king crab at Ruth's Chris. Was that Mikey? I thought that was
What?
Mikey.
No, it
Remember?
wasn't.
No, at
I
Talladega.
was on the crab cocktail, the lump crab cocktail I took because no one was eating it. The king crab legs, I didn't really mess
You
with.
both were stuffing your faces with crab.
Oh, I mean, this guy, come on.
Mikey looked like half the ocean had been dumped
It
on his
was Mikey. It was. It was.
I know.
I remember leaving Mikey.
Everyone kept putting the lobster shells on my plate, so it made me look like a fucking asshole. But that wasn't really the case, though. I
I
was
think
swindled. I was bamboozled. I was
it was
hoodwinked.
Mikey.
I
By the
was
way, I wasn't
hoodwinked.
doing a bunch of balls. I honestly thought it was either one of the two or you who just had an obscene amount and we were busting,
You
that
know who
person.
got
Now
banged? We are going to be. We're going to Talladega next weekend.
are you
Wow.
there's rumors of you switching out of Ruth's Chris.
So
Oh
we are
no,
pivoting from
Mikey.
Ruth
I just
Chris.
don't
We're
understand
pivoting. It's such a
that.
good
I know.
showing.
It's
I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna
I
tell
hope
you
there's
why.
a good
It's like
reason.
a pitcher
Let me
throwing
ask
a
you
great
guys.
game and then you
And you
don't
go
go
to the
back to him.
bullpen.
We're
And you
going to the
go to the
pen. We're
bullpen.
going to the pen,
Yeah,
but
it's
you
an
know what?
early
We might
pen.
could have Mariano in the pen. You don't know. You don't know.
That's such a
Let
rare
me say this. Let
occasion.
me say this.
Yeah,
Do you
you
want to
got
stick
him,
with your
man.
starter over the
Do I
bottom?
don't think I don't I'll ride with you, Mikey, but I don't like
Let me
this.
ask you guys a question. Do you trust the faithful? Do you trust our listeners and our watchers?
I
Do you
do.
trust them? Do you trust them?
I don't know if Joey D does. Joey D had a rough week, man.
Do you
Joey
trust them?
D. Joey D had a really rough week.
But do you trust them? But do you trust? Okay, let me rephrase the question, Joe. Do you trust that our
Fuck you,
following?
Bob.
Do you?
Fucking guy.
No, Mikey, Joey D had a
I've been
really,
getting
really
my
rough
ass
week.
roasted, man. Hold on. Do you trust and believe, Joe, that our following, our loyal following that has been supporting this show for some odd years, taking the show to the levels that it belongs to go to, do you trust that these men and women would want to steer us in the correct direction?
Yeah, for sure. I
Okay,
trust them, but
stop,
say.
stop, stop, stop. I have been told by several people that are Birmingham, Alabama natives
A lot of comments, a lot of
that the
sources.
Ruth Chris Steakhouse is in an area number one. It's in like an older hotel. They said the vibe is very off. It's not as good as these two other steakhouses, both of whom recommended the same place, which just so happens to be the
Is this
backup reservation
Fleming's?
that I made.
Fleming's?
Perry's Steakhouse.
I thought you said Fleming's was the backup.
Perry's is the backup.
We're
But the
going to the
Perry's, let
third
me say
string
this.
here now,
Let me say
boss.
this. Let
Starting to
me say
panic.
this.
You're starting to panic. I always trust you with this stuff. You're starting to
Me?
panic. Yeah, you're
I
starting
thought
to
it was
panic.
between
No,
Ruth
no.
Chris or Fleming's. Now all of a
So
sudden,
did I.
no, it was
It's getting
Perry's.
a little
Perry's, come
old.
on. It was Perry's. It was never Fleming's. I never said
I
Fleming's.
thought you said
So
Fleming's.
listen, here's what I could say about Perry's. I've eaten at a Perry's in Austin, Texas for my bachelor party, which was in Austin, Texas. I ate at Perry's and it was magnificent. It was very good. So I'll vouch for Perry's. The
All
fact
right.
that they both had something to say negative about Ruth, nobody came out and said, oh, Ruth Chris, it's amazing, amazing, amazing. They both came out and said the same thing and they recommended the same place otherwise, which they didn't know that we were talking about. So Perry's it is. Perry's gets the nod. They're getting the ball. We got to take
Yeah.
them out. You know what? It's like it's you know, we're up one run. Guy was
Yeah.
pitching a hell of a game, but now the bases are loaded. He's walked two guys in a row. You're gonna keep the ball with him? No, he's gotta go.
But
He's gotta get to
he
the
didn't walk
bases.
anybody. We had a
He did.
tremendous
He
dinner.
did. We we're
He
we're
walked. The comments made him walk. He
we're going to
walked.
Perry's for the one, the only. I think it's a perfect time to let you know, Talladega. Super Speedway, April 21st, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Fox. NASCAR is heading to its biggest track on the circuit. The 2024 season is starting to heat up, and drivers are leaving it all. What the fuck is funny, Joe?
Mikey, you see what he's doing?
I'm just, this is a compliment to the ad read.
Anyone can win the Geico 500, so tune into the race on Sunday, April 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. And of course, Joseph, make sure to watch the new docuseries, NASCAR, Full Speed on Netflix, to get an in-depth look at some of your favorite drivers. Now, Joe, when you think about your favorite drivers, let's hear some of your favorite drivers.
Logano, Burton,
22 Hold car, on. Baby.
All our guys, for sure.
Give me one more, Joey D.
Austin Dillon,
dear friend of the program, by the way. He was actually in attendance when Mikey's Peloton race and saw the massacre that took place on that. That's the funniest thing. I kept thinking Mikey was going to have a little something in the tank that he was holding it for the second round, but it just...
Oh, no. What's it was like a juice that you just crushed. There's nothing left. There's no juice left. It was just pulp. Just pulp at that point. And boy, did he get pulp.
That doesn't even move. What are you laughing at? That doesn't even make any fucking sense.
Just Mikey, I will say this. I think that a lot of the things you do very well. So when you get absolutely destroyed at something, it's kind of funny to watch.
I mean, you could compare the ride metrics of me and Swan that ride. I wouldn't call it absolutely destroyed, especially not by somebody who's like a borderline professional athlete. So who also has probably have 100 pounds on Paul Swan.
By the way, what's going on with the Peloton? You haven't been on, have you not been doing the Peloton?
See, ever since the gyms opened back up, you know, Peloton was my COVID jam, but ever since the gyms opened back up, you know, I like to not just do one form of something. I just like to do stairs, treadmill, bike, you know, try and mix it up as much as I can. But
Fair.
Gyms opening back up. I think that's why Peloton's hurting. They've been hurting for quite some time.
Seems that way. You know who really put a beating on Peloton was Dana
Rogan.
White.
Rogan.
No, Dana
Rogan
White.
Too, right? Was it Dana White? Oh,
He's on Steel Pompikes. And if you don't think that had an effect on Peloton, because that went all over.
Is the Peloton stock down?
It's been, it was, they reported losses for like the last 2 years of financial quarters, I think. They've been going down for a while. Then they had the issue with the bike. The pedals were fucking breaking off the bikes.
You know what?
People not taking care of their bikes, though. You're supposed to change the pedals out every year. You got to pay attention.
Oh, my.
By the way, we're recording this on Saturday morning. The reason being is Joey D is taking his talents to Augusta, Georgia, which should be an interesting ride. I, by the way, and again, I know this is Tuesday, so I don't want to talk about it too much because people have already seen it. Michael, I need you to be on my hedge commission. I have a ticket right now for Max Homa to win it all. It's Saturday now.
It's a big boy, Mike.
It's moving Mikey. Day. You can't hedge that.
No,
at this point.
Not, no.
You can't. No, you've got to make
a great
today.
Day.
But
he
I
needs
do
a,
want.
Yeah, it needs a good moving day. That's all. I mean, here's the thing that scares me. Scotty shot a 72 yesterday, his worst round of the year, and he still holds the lead for top of the leaderboard. That's a frightening thing. That he played his worst round, and
he played one round worse last tournament.
They said 72 was the worst round he shot in 2024.
It's hard to even say that, because in reality it was a great round because the conditions were so brutal
it's
scary. I just don't know if there's a world where he doesn't win. With that being said, Mikey, I want you on the hedge commission because it's a big ticket.
Some would say if you wanted it that bad, you would actually have come with me to Augusta and cheer him on. And helped him propel him to win, Bob. Instead, Bob turned down the tickets, complimentary tickets, to sit down in his living room and watch it sold.
Well, you know what the thing is? It's like, you got a bet like that going. You got a bet like that going. You want to be locked in on that guy. How are you going to do that if you're there?
You follow him.
Yeah, but you say that like that's like an easy thing to do there. Like that can't
and,
be
and Max loves Bob so much he might have given him inside the ropes act.
I'll say this. Now I know there's no comparison between the two events. So before all the golf geeks out there get on my ass about even speaking the same things in the same sentence, don't. But I'm gonna just give you my experience at the only PGA Tour event I've ever been at, which is the Waste Management. moving around in a court, it was not easy to move from point A to point B, go from
that's
hole
true.
To hole. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not comparing it at all. I'm just saying if that's the way it is at a lot of these tournaments, especially a major like that, where I'm sure it's packed to the gills, maybe not to that degree because Augusta has some pride in the way they present things. I understand that.
I think it'll be less people.
That's a major, major hindrance. Like, I don't want to have to – now, I'm not saying I would turn down a ticket either. I'm not saying that. But
it's only one day, Mikey. It's literally, I'm flying out
it's
tonight.
The no, day, but it's the day.
It's the day.
If it was today, would you have gone, Bob?
No. Not a chance.
No. If it was Friday, would you have gone?
No, he would not have.
Probably not.
No, he
Thursday.
Would not have.
Thursday.
Opening round, you would have went?
Opening round or a practice round, then I might have gone.
Not even an opening round. A practice round is the only way Bob's going to get out.
Guy likes what he likes, you know. What are you going to say? What are you going to say?
You know
guy
what?
Guy likes what he likes.
And by the
it's
way,
it's the Masters, Michael.
It is.
People, listen, people dream their whole life of going to the Masters.
Sure.
But you know what, though? I've gone, and I went on a Thursday. And
that was last year, no?
Maybe 3 years ago. But if anything, actually, I would go if you only needed to follow one guy, which you do. Like, I want to see every shot. And when you go, as cool as it is, as iconic as it is, you get to follow one group, really. You barely get to see the shots. You can't even see the hole, really, when they're putting. I'd rather just – it's the greatest couch week of the year. Now, with that being said, a guy like Joey D, first time going, like – I get it, but I couldn't fathom going on a Sunday. I know that sounds terrible. I know I'll get roasted.
You
but.
Think that Max would feel more like he'd have a better opportunity of winning knowing that Bobby Fairways was there supporting
don't
him along
the way? Don't give a flying.
And I'm not laughing in Bob's face, but are you fucking insane? Are you fucking nuts? Are you nuts?
I mean, Bob's a lucky charm, man. Bob is a lucky charm.
So you think Homa would have a different mentality?
I'm not saying he'd have a different mentality.
But if he saw Bob in the crowd, he would have like a Rudy moment and just like connect with Bob and just fucking go out there and what? Ace of par three? Golden Bell? Yeah. That's good. That's really good.
That's really good.
Bone should fire up the clip of Jonathan Favreau in the crowd. Who's the wild man now?
I don't know. I just think Bob being there would be pretty special. Especially imagine if he won it and you were there, Bob. We'd be going crazy.
Here's the thing: is people are going to listen to this on Tuesday, so this is all going to be past and gone. Yeah. You gotta look at what you're looking at the next 24 hours in front of the tube, too, Joe. You have Masters all day today, capped off with UFC 300, which is insane. That's going to go to like 1:30 in the morning. Then you start right back up as soon as you wake up tomorrow. With Masters again, that's a tough proposition to leave a good viewing area. It's tough.
Truly, man, it's the greatest couch week of the year. Because like Super Bowl, like even like let's say NFC, like AFC Championship
Derby,
Day.
Derby Saturday always used to be a good Saturday in sports. Kentucky Derby Saturday, it was the first Saturday in May. Usually you got baseball, you got Kentucky Derby, you got the first like nice day, this like kind of the really nice weather starting to kick up. At least that big prize fight. There's always a big prize fight usually on Kentucky Derby night. Usually that was a top sports day also, but I agree that this week in particular.
Oh man. I mean the whole way through. But yeah, you're going to be on the hedge commission, Mikey, of when to bail out on that ticket. Obviously Saturday, again, people are listening to this. It's Tuesday. It's Saturday right now. Too early to hedge, but I would love to hedge. I just don't see where Scotty's just – this guy is – what an absolute assassin, man.
Think Bryson's a problem or you think he'll fade?
I don't worry about him nearly the way I worry.
Well,
I'm good.
I mean, you don't worry about anybody like you worry about Scotty.
Yeah. Now, Joey D, how'd you get the Masters hat without going yet?
Someone brought it back for me, I think, in the past.
Is that so? Okay.
He thinks it
might even have been you, Bob. No, actually, you brought me shirts. I don't know. I think this was from Rob Brandt. I think he sent it.
To Cutsy at Augusta is really going to be, I mean, that's going to be, like, I think you can
I really,
hear that
I need
laugh.
To see, do you have the outfit pick? You have your fit picked out already, John?
I don't know what I'm going to wear. I don't know what I'm going to wear, to be honest. I'll do some damage in that pro shop, though.
Yo,
that's
God,
for sure.
God forbid he like somebody cracks a joke, you're gonna hear him from like hole six to 18, you know. Like, you're gonna hear him across the way. That'll really be
You know
something.
what?
I'm
You know
gonna
what's
get
gonna be?
shushed.
You know what's gonna be an interesting dynamic? Is it just you and FP going? That's gonna be very interesting because you know the regard in which FP holds Augusta National. You know what I'm saying? Like he holds this place. It's like
Hey,
don't think I'm gonna be
don't say,
respectful. Hold on.
don't
It's
say
like
Augusta.
the Vatican to
Yeah.
FP. So to see Joe there, if Joe gets out of line, don't think for a second that FP's not gonna step in and say,
You don't think I'll be
"Joe, Joe,
respectful of
we're
the
at Augusta.
course?
Joe, this is Augusta."
I,
I'm
Joe,
not
I.
saying you wouldn't be respectful, but I just sometimes your emotions get the you're like me
Correct.
in that way. Your
Yeah.
emotions get the best of you, something comes out, and I just think like FP's just gonna be on such high alert. I mean, this is his Vatican, and he's like a cardinal
He
returning
came
to the
over to
Vatican.
Bob's the other day and we were watching the Masters, and I came over for like an hour and I started talking. He looked annoyed that I was even talking during the golf
No
broadcast.
talking during the Masters.
I
No
mean, but we're
speaking.
all hanging out. We're just shooting the shit. Like it's
Well,
like
dude,
he looked over at me like
I don't think I ever laughed as hard as I did the night that we were in Arizona and Joe started talking about Augusta National, and Perez is like, "You don't, we don't talk about Augusta. We don't
He
speak
was
about it." And
dead.
he was dead serious. And
Well,
I was literally tears were streaming down my face. That's how I laughed because Joe was so flabbergasted that he was just told to shut the fuck up.
I mean,
He
it's
was
like,
flabbergasted. And I was literally tears were streaming down my cheeks laughing because of how upset he was and how dead serious Perez was not fucking kidding at all. And I respect that. I
he
do.
was. Well, the thing that Joe did that really set off Perez, and I think there's a video of it, but it got a little chippy to where I wouldn't even put the video out. I'm not one to create any narratives or build any hype like
Oh
that. So
no.
I wouldn't want to put
You're like
that.
Dr. fucking Seuss over there.
So we're at the Waste Management shot at Glory Hole where we take the one shot in front of everybody on the stadium or whatnot.
The
And
glory hole.
that's what it's called. Oh, yeah. You
Oh,
went there.
they should really rename it something else, man. They really should.
But Joe, like, it gets kind of quiet. Everybody's like around us, and Joe ran into this guy who's like a member at Augusta. And like, apparently, you're supposed to keep that very like hush hush. And Joe from like across the tee box looks at me and he's pointing at the guy. He's like, "Bob, Bob." I'm like, "What, Joe?" He's like, "This is the guy I was telling you about. He's a member at
Oh no, his step. His stepdad is. His stepdad is.
And so the guy literally said, the guy was embarrassed. He goes, "Man, he just really just puts it all out there,
Yeah,
huh?"
sure does, guy. Get used to it. He
Yeah,
does.
so
I
Perez.
actually hit that guy up. We might get clubhouse access, maybe.
There you go. There
Yeah,
you go. That
there
is as on brand as it gets. That is as on brand. That is great. You
He's
know
a
what,
great
though?
guy. He's a great
One
guy.
of the best guys. Has it one of the
Yeah.
best. One of the best. Bob, you got another major stain on that shirt.
You saw
Right
that?
on the sternum there.
Holy
Oh.
shit. What were you chewing? What were you
This
chewing on
guy
a
was seen
charcoal brick?
tar.
Look at that. Look at that. Looks like he was chewing on charcoal and spitting it out. What is
Oh,
that? What is
man.
that? Seriously,
I
what is
think
it?
it's
It's dry
AG1.
clean.
Okay.
I stick true to what I sell. I'm
What is
not
that? A
pushing
green? That's a
anything.
green juice or something? One of those
Yeah.
power juices?
Yeah.
It's
How's
sponsored
that
the Brilliant
taste?
and
Be
Dumb Show for
honest.
years,
Nice.
Mikey.
Folks, we interrupt the Brilliant Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at AG1. I'm telling you right now, Athletic Greens is the real deal. I take it every single morning. Every single morning, I'm suiting up with the one, the only Athletic Greens. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. It makes me feel energized, helps your gut health, and does it all. Do the right thing. Knock down some AG1 today. You can't go wrong. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/dumb. That's drinkag1.com/dumb. You cannot go wrong. Start your day right. Take care of your health. Take ownership of your health with the fine folks over at AG1. Athletic Greens to the moon. Sponsor the Brilliant Dumb Show as long as Windex has been a sponsor of the Brilliant Dumb Show.
No.
You think I could have gotten sued for that?
No,
No, they would have sent you a C&D letter though, for sure.
Cease and desist, maybe.
Before they can sue me.
And then you would have stopped and it would have been fine. We're on the move, though. We are on the move.
We are on the move. And by the way, you know, I don't know.
Some exciting things down the pipeline.
We do. There's a lot coming in. And that's let's just take a moment. If everybody could just take a moment just to please click that subscribe button. Let's give them 5 seconds. We'll go silent for, let's go silent for 10 seconds. Let's go silent for 10 seconds. So everybody watching right now, imagine we see that just thing fucking boom. We're going to take 10 seconds on Mikey's countdown. 10 seconds. If you guys could just please hit that subscribe button. Keep us going to the moon. Mikey, take it away.
All right, we're back.
Okay. All right. Thank you, folks. Thank you to everybody that clicked that. We were in the living room though, and Joe really was flabbergasted. And every time he said Augusta, Prince is like, "Don't say Augusta! Don't say Augusta!"
You know, he didn't even say. He's like, "Just don't say that word."
Yeah, he's like, "Don't say it." He's like, "Just don't say it." It was, but you're right, Mike. And by the way, I don't think Joe would never. Joe would never intentionally like.
That's right. That's the key. Something intentionally. He wouldn't intentionally do it.
No, I have a lot of revere and respect.
With that being said, he's such a loud guy. He's such a, that there's something like I always say with Joe. Like you could walk into an elevator with Joe, and people would naturally change their voice, or like on an airplane. I've walked into elevators with Joe, and he's had the same conversation with me at the decibel, like we were in my living room, just me and him, and it's very. I get very embarrassed, and
elevators are definitely one of those spots where, like, you walk in, and I could be in the middle of a conversation. If there's people in that elevator, the conversation will usually stop. I'll just stop speaking.
I agree.
I'll just stop speaking. Why? And I don't know. I don't know if it's. I don't think. I don't even know if it's more out of consideration for the people in the elevator as it is just not wanting to talk about anything in front of strangers proximity. I just don't want to continue the conversation.
The thing is with me, I am who I am. I'm never going to change. What you see is what you get. Now, sometimes that bangs me. Last week, that banged me big time.
Mikey, I don't think you even knew just the beating.
What are we talking about? For what again?
You don't know him, Mikey, but Sketch. Joe went
on. That's right. No, we talked about him last week. Yes,
a lot of the YouTube golf channels like clipped it up, and we were filming Bob DeSports, and I'm on my phone and I'm watching it start to pick up steam, and I'm like, oh god, Sketch ends up who I love ended up reaching out and saying it was so sad, dude. It was so, he's a streamer for those who don't know, and he said, I'm gonna read the text that.
Oh, don't do that, Bob.
You know what? It gives you the floor to speak on it if you do, because I think I actually was gonna defend you to some degree. I was gonna defend you. You ready for this? He said, "Tell Joey I'm sick of what's up, brother, too," which is what he says. Hopefully we can do something one day. Big fan of y'all. And then when Cutsy saw that, he genuinely felt really bad. But that thing that I was going
to
say...
I reached out to him. He never got back to me.
Oh, I didn't know that. He's a busy guy. But
I extended the olive branch. I gave him a follow. I DM'd him. I said, I didn't mean anything by it. I genuinely wasn't roasting the kid. I was just saying, and it was... Unfortunately, maybe he caught friendly fire. My point was that these new age TikTok... streaming new age things, like I'm not built for that. I really feel like I should have been built, like, born 15 years earlier. I'm not,
but Joe,
okay, earlier than that, Bob, is what I'm saying. All my point was I don't understand the trends and the fads. Like when Bob and Perez get together, and even Jet, like it's all these new fads. I'm not an internet guy like that.
But that is the beauty of you, Joe.
And unfortunately, it spewed off onto this guy who I have nothing against. I don't have any beef against him. And I tell you what, Mikey, I have been getting roasted by his army. These guys, like, who's this 50-year-old guy? He doesn't know what the fuck he wants. This guy's fucking out to lunch. I don't know who Cold Cuts is. I know who Sketch is. And I'm getting torn apart. And
what they say though, Joe. Any press is sometimes. Good press.
No, not this press.
In Joe's defense, I do think Joe was. I think it's hysterical that Joe's kind of like out of the loop on that. Like, we're younger, and like me and Jet, like we follow all those trends. We're very like in that. It's hysterical that Joe doesn't know these things. And I do think he was ranting more on, not on sketch, but he's almost frustrated that he doesn't, these new streamers or
Yeah, and
whatever.
they have like these little innuendos and back and forth, and they'll do like these dances, or the press will do these whoa things, and I'm like, I don't know what that
No,
is.
I'm with you though. I don't know either. I have no idea.
And then they
I have
always
no
make fun of
idea.
me because
You
I'll
know,
catch on like 2 months later.
how many hours of sleep do you think that guy averages a night? A guy likes to, who has to stream like that. I would say like maybe like 3 hours, 4 hours a night. Because they're
Well,
streaming, these people, they stream until like
you
three,
know who's
four in
going to
the
start
morning.
streaming,
They're
Michael?
nuts. Perez?
Who's?
You? What?
And this guy.
Streaming
We are going
what?
to start streaming, Mikey. My eyes have been opened. I'm
Why?
coming in for
Video games?
that Twitch game.
Oh, Twitch.
He,
I've
why?
heard, but you got to set up like a camera. How does that work?
I
Yeah,
mean,
that I
yeah,
need help with.
we don't know the in and out. By the way, if you're listening on the Brilliantly Dumb Show and you know how to set up a stream, Bobby and I are thinking about doing some streaming in the next little bit. So you
I
can
mean,
tailor your ideas.
I have PS5 as well, so I'd like to get some of that work. I just got a new pair
Oh,
of Turtle Beach headphones, so I'd like to get
so
some of that work also.
I was thinking of like I really do want to start streaming to greedy where like us playing like video games just like FIFA and Madden and like I realized like when I was playing FIFA with Joe, we were playing a co-op thing. He's absolutely insane when he plays. Like it's insane. So I was like, this would be so good. And then you bring on like Mikey, like and you play with Mikey.
Maybe
You
we
bring
bring
on
Sketch
Perez.
on for our first stream. There you
I almost
go.
asked, I wanted to ask Sketch to come
Maybe
on the
that'll
pod,
be
but
the the peace offering
if you played that kid in Madden, you would lose by 100 probably.
Well, I'm not good Madden. If I played him in FIFA, I would wax that ass.
Here
You
he
can't
goes.
say
He's
that though,
going,
Joe.
he's
You don't
going.
know. That kid does this for a
There you
living.
go.
You
He's
don't
going to
know
do it.
Madden. He plays Madden. He
Well, but
doesn't play FIFA.
Joe,
I
you
don't
gotta
know
be
though,
really
man.
careful. You gotta
I'm
be.
just saying I trust my FIFA skills to a certain
It's
degree.
a,
And
no,
by the
no.
way, I'm as rusty as I've been. I haven't played in a long time. I told Nicole yesterday I'm buying PS5 next week, and I'm
Oh,
gonna
you don't
get
even
that.
have it yet?
No, I
Oh,
played at
yeah, you gotta
Bob's.
get it. You gotta get it. By the
I'm
way.
gonna get it. And she didn't look too thrilled, but you know what? I have to get back on that craft. I have to master my craft again. I have to get back. I looked up on YouTube. There's shit that I don't even know. The game has changed, and I'm
Joe,
still
course.
stuck
Leaves you
in the
behind. It
past.
leaves you behind.
It
That's what it
does. You
does.
gotta adapt and evolve, Mikey.
We're gonna go to like set up our stream. We're gonna look tomorrow, and Mikey's gonna be like promoting his channel. He's gotta have like a surround like stream
Sure,
set up and like
sure.
already be at it, like
You know, I
already
mean, you know,
share like he's in the Death Star.
well, there's two types of people in this world, Bob.
There we go.
Talkers and doers.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm not. Now, why did you take that as a personal attack? I'm saying there's two types of
No,
people
I'm
in this
saying I'm
world,
a doer. I'm a
talkers and
doer.
doers. That's great. I'm just saying, I'm a doer. That's what I'm a
Yeah.
doer.
You
Are
know
you a
what we should
doer?
do
Are
if
you
we
a
were
doer?
smart?
Are you a doer, Joey D?
At times.
It doesn't sound like
I
that.
There's times where Joe really likes to just sit back and soak it all in, but
You're not enjoying life if
I
you're not
honestly
what you're
my
watching it pass you by, Mikey.
the most enjoyable time with Joe, really, all the trips we've been on and shit, and like I look forward to this next weekend the most is the morning when just me and him are awake and we look at the betting slate, we have the coffee, and Joe's like talking to like a 70-year-old retired uncle that has no filter whatsoever, just says whatever is on his mind. And he's sitting there and he really holds himself in that kind of regard. And it's so great because it just reminds me of like some of my like extended family and some of like these, like it's just the mentality he has for this point in his life. That's what I think frustrates and baffles a lot of people. That he could be like this in his 30s. Because what is this going to look like when he's 60? It's going to
I'll
be
be a grumpy old
unbelievable.
man, yeah.
I don't know though. I think, well, you certainly, the filter is going to be even, the filters, you're
God.
going to be completely
I will
filtered.
say this. I feel like if you get older, people like kind of give you a little bit more leeway.
Sure.
Oh,
Yeah.
because you're
They
like,
do.
that's why it's a
Respect your
grumpy old man
elders.
thing. And I think
Respect your
I'll get
elders.
stuff
He's.
I'll never get away with now, I could probably get away with in 30
I
years.
agree.
I'm gonna get a call from him about this, but my dad, like the shit that my dad now, like he doesn't have much of a filter anymore. Like his filter is kind of
You should
gone.
call and ask him.
Oh, he would throw a fit.
I mean, one thing I do know on this show, Mike likes to be able to defend himself.
Yeah, he does. He does. But I'm telling you, yeah, he was upset. He texted me. He's like, another pretzel job. Talking about his knee pads for softball, like how he wears all the knee pads. And he texted me the next morning at like 6 in the morning. He's like, another pretzel job that I haven't been able to defend myself or
That
something.
term has been coined by Mikey V and has been adopted by many.
Oh
I mean, that's what it is. I mean, that's there's no other way to describe it.
Toby Dink.
I have a really good idea that just came to my mind. What we should do for Alabama, we should bring the PS5 and the controllers and just go nuts.
Yeah, that'd be fun. It's just
quite
you don't
know
mission.
What the cable. You don't know what the cable situation is going to be like in that.
What do you mean a cable? You don't need cable.
No, I'm saying you don't know. Like, are you going to be able to even watch what you want to watch? You might want to bring.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It might be a life.
It's a good idea.
By the way,
the idea.
Cable and Airbnbs now are long gone. It's all just like, and I hate it because I still love cable.
Yeah, that Roku sucks.
It does.
It's trash, man. It's trash.
Listen, streaming in general, it's just such a dicey proposition because if you're going to have all streaming set up in your house, your Wi-Fi better be like NASA Wi-Fi. You better have Wi-Fi that smacks. If you're a sports person, now, if people don't like sports, I feel like they just don't give a shit. So it's like, you know, I mean, but for you to just come out there out of the gates, no cable, all streaming, you got to be prepared for that. You got to have
YouTube
all
TV
the bells
is
and whistles.
The new wave, man.
YouTube
TV
is really good.
Oh
really
my good. God, it's really unbelievable. Really. I can't get enough
it's
of it.
Not ready.
I mean, I'll never cut the cord.
I
but
can't
I will
cut
say
the cord.
That,
can't
I will
cut
say
the cord.
YouTube TV from what I've seen is good.
Oh,
it's good.
And
for
you
sure
can take it
good.
With you on the
I
road.
Just won't cut the cord.
You take it with you on the road. That's the beauty.
Mikey, I'm with you. I can't cut the cord. Never. Can't do it. It
Never.
Can't be delayed. Just can't.
Until they tell me that, you know, as a God-given right, it's no longer available, then that'll be the day I cut the cord, but not until
I'm with
then.
You. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com. Whether you are in a funk in your life, you need somebody to talk to, somebody to help you get back on track, BetterHelp.com is the place to go. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BDS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BDS for 10% off your first month. Go over to BetterHelp.com, get everything back on track, and do it the right way. Talk to somebody today. BetterHelp.com. All right, boys, let's head on over into our buy or sell segment. What did you say of the week that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? Very interesting snake draft coming up here later in the show, so stay tuned for that. Buy or sell? I'd love to start off. I feel like I don't start off often, so I'll
yeah,
get the
go
ball
for
rolling.
It, Bob.
You know, Joe mentioned this, and I sat on it, and I really do agree. I'm selling the beach. I think.
Oh yeah, that you kind of took mine.
Yeah, I think
you guys
the
are both
beach,
gonna sell the beach.
No, I'm selling sand.
It's just well, but oh. Damn, I'm selling beach all the large portion because
you can't,
of the sand.
You can't, Bob. I'm going to say this: you cannot sell the beach and then Joe sells sand.
I'll pivot.
Okay,
pivot.
Thank you.
I'm just telling you, I was going to sell sand.
Yeah. So here's the thing with sand. First off, when you go to the beach, like
the worst
thinks,
particle on earth.
It's everybody thinks like when you go to the beach, oh, let's go get sandwiches and then go over to the beach, like. That's the worst sandwich. Like, that's terrible in the sense of any little bit. There's no way to avoid sand getting in the deli paper or any degree. And when sand gets on you, it's there to stay for a week. And you can go and you can wash it off at, you know, whatever thing you got to wash it off at, those little stations. You never get it all off. You just,
no,
you could shower. You could be washed down by a fire hose. This little particles of sand throughout the week are going to show up until it actually goes away. It's such a process getting over there.
It really
it's not
is.
Easy to walk on sand. The sand gets really hot.
Gotta bring the
feet.
Chairs
Gotta
on
bring
the beach.
The chair.
Cooler.
It's a
process.
It's
a process.
Yeah. And then the water. I mean, usually I don't mind getting in the water. The water belongs to the fish. And that's why I don't really fuck with the ocean. Like even
This
I'm
is funny.
serious, man.
This is ridiculous.
Mikey's
I'll
a
go
big
on.
beach guy, Bob. That's why he doesn't like it.
Well, no, but I mean, like, I do have that 1 week where we do the beach every day. And I mean, we have it down to a science, though. All those concerns are valid concerns. They're
Right.
valid, but
Appreciate that.
there's ways to avoid a lot of the problems there.
But
But you got to be prepared.
and I could see you being very well prepared, but even you like
Very.
bringing that cart or that insane Bears flag that you
Not
bring,
all,
Mike.
but that's telescopic pole. It all folds down to like this
Telescopic
big. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
ball.
the pole itself is only this long, but then you twist it and it goes fucking all the way up in the air.
But okay, so let me ask you, Mikey, like when you have, and if you have like a picture of your setup, like to me, and I'm being completely honest, like I
Sure,
love you. To
no,
me, when I see those people on the beach, I'm like, that
I'm
is the most obnoxious. Like, why? Like, why do you have so? I gotta ask
Well,
you, like,
I'll explain it to you.
yeah.
Since you really have no fucking clue about what you're
Guy's
talking
got a
about, I'll
flag like he just
no. I'm
conquered a
not.
fucking.
I wanna learn. I
Here's
really wanna
the deal.
know.
So that particular setup, I would agree with you, would be obnoxious in a case in which it was just me and a buddy going to the beach, or just me and my wife going to the beach. However, you're talking about a trip with about 20 other people, first of all, that all have toddlers or newborn babies. Most of all, there's like legitimately 10 children on this trip, maybe 12. I don't even know what the count is up to now. It's ridiculous. These kids need to, first of all, they all nap on the beach, so they got to be under shade, hence the tents. You have to have tents to put the
Okay,
kids under. They got to have shade.
no problem with
Second,
that.
you got to have the obnoxious coolers and stuff because, like you said, you don't want to get sand in your shit. You need the Loctite big coolers.
Clear
That's
with that
two.
too. Yep.
Okay. Now, number three is going to be your concern was the flags. The flags, when you have little
Like
kids
a
and
North
they
Star.
go that, but that's exactly right. That's exactly right. When the
You look
kids are
like the
looking for
United
you,
Nations on Mikey. Mikey,
it's
it's
very
not.
easy to lose because there's a bunch of other people on the beach set up with the same fucking tents and all the same shit. You want to have something where you say, there's the flags. I know exactly where I'm going for the kids.
Yeah,
For the
okay. I mean,
kids.
look, you put together a good argument. You usually
Right.
do, but to me it's all the flag. It's like Yankee Stadium, you know, when
Oh
you
yeah,
look out and they
I do an
got
obnoxious
oh,
amount of
the
flags.
United
I'll say that.
Nations.
I'll say that.
Correct. Yeah,
No doubt about it. No
that's
doubt
where
about it.
my issue is the amount of
There'll be a have
flags.
we'll have one of those nice new have a day flags up there though, I'm
That'd be great.
sure.
That would look good. That would look good.
Well,
But yeah,
of course that
it
one
would
would
look
look good,
good.
Joe. That everything else is obnoxious, but
That
that
would
one
look
would
good.
work.
Bears one is a little ridiculous.
Why? That's my team. Why?
Why do you need to fly a 20-foot Chicago Bears flag
Because I can.
that is another thing. I know it's a telescopic pole, but
Telescopic pole. Really nice. Really nice pole.
Mikey, it's way up there.
Oh,
Like
yeah. To the
there's
heavens. To the
yeah,
heavens.
so yeah,
This guy
it
looks like he just fucking conquered the beach
is. Well, we
himself. He
do. We
stormed it,
do.
and then he fucking, it's like
It's a lot.
Iwo Jima. He has the top
Yep.
four guys
That's right.
planted into the
That's a great
surface of the
idea. That's
earth.
a great idea
It's
for a picture this year. We'll make sure to take it.
I
No, and
seen.
that cart that we rent, that obnoxious gigantic
Oh
cart,
my God, it's like
that
you're
has
on
a
the surface
built,
of Mars.
let me tell you how good that cart is. That cart has flagpole holders welded into the framing of the cart. So you just put your telescopic pole in there, tighten the knob, you're good to go. You don't have to dig, you don't have to bury, you don't have to worry about it blowing away. Just unbelievable. This is a professional setup that took years of work to perfect this
Oh,
kind of setup,
God.
bro. You know, and that's what
Jeez.
it is.
I
How
think,
many
Mikey,
days are you on the beach?
I think I'm starting to prove my point. I think my point
Bob
is
is
that
one
you
of
do
those
well.
guys. Bob, you're one of those guys who just you think you could just walk out onto the beach and everything's going to be prepared and ready and you're just going to have a good time. Life, you got to prepare for things. You got to be ready for all types of situations. You got to fine-tune whatever it is that you're doing. And that's something, you know, that's a week-long thing, so it's got to be fine-tuned and perfected, otherwise it'll be a total disaster.
Sure, I just think there's a way to do it without making it look like Fort Knox on,
No, I don't think so.
you
I
know
don't
what I
think
mean?
so.
I
Guy
just
looks like
think
Game of Thrones just fucking merged with House Balani. I mean, listen, a lot of people like that setup. You know? How many days are you on the beach when you go?
Seven.
Yeah, so
Oh, that
that's a
sounds
lot,
six. Well,
Mikey.
Well, six really, because the day we come in, you don't get to check in until like three.
Bob, you imagine so toddlers?
No.
Sand, oh, but I get
it. Let me tell you, it is fun, man. It is fun. So, it is.
Let me ask you, Mikey. Set, by the way, seven is a lot. I could see you enjoying, and me too.
Mm-hmm.
Going out to dinner with everybody, being at the house with everybody, barbecuing with everybody. That I could see being fun. When you're actually at that beach, do you actually enjoy being at that beach?
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you why. There's so many of us, and all of us are pretty much, it's the parents of the wives, and then all the guys pretty much married into all these families with these girls that have been friends, my wife and all these, her cousins, their friends. So it's all these guys that are all around my age, all like similar, you know, type of guy. You met a bunch of them at the last Breezy event that we had in New York. A bunch of them, I think I introduced you. A couple guys, they were old happy hour guys, all that.
Sure.
We have all the kids and it's kind of like we make such a big enclosure that the kids are kind of contained. So it's not like they're running all over the place. You know, we got to take them into the ocean and stuff like that. That becomes, you know, obviously something that's a little pain in the ass at time to time, but overall, it's great. It's just the setup every morning is like, but we're committed. You know, there's five or six of us that go out every morning, set it up and come back. And then we
get enough. So, okay.
You got to be committed.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. Let's go to you, Mikey. Buy or sell.
Oh, I'm going to sell. I'm going to sell this weekend. I'm going to sell. It's Saturday. So we're the third day into the matches. I'm selling Zach Johnson. I'm selling Zach Johnson.
Oh man, that's a good sell.
Terrible. This guy, like,
Okay.
For him to, what he did at the Waste Management was one thing, but then he clearly told the fan yesterday when he, I think it was a triple bogey, Joe, was it a triple bogey?
Yeah.
Triple bogey to hold. Obviously the fans sarcastically started clapping for him like, hey, yeah, good. And he just goes, fuck off. And it's clearly obvious because he doesn't say it when he hits the putt. But he tried to say that it was not directed at the fans. It was just frustration on the
spot. Is that what he said?
I didn't hear that. Yeah, so he said, you know, it's just, you know, I triple bogeyed, so I was upset. But that's not the case because he sinks the putt. He doesn't say anything. Then you hear the crowd chirp. Then he gives the fuck off. It's clear. Like, if you're going to do it, I almost don't have an issue with him saying it to the fans. I have an issue with him saying that it wasn't at the fans, which is clearly bullshit.
He's been taking
Like, just stand heat. On it. If you're going to do it, just stand on it. But some of these guys, bro, these old names that are like these big favorites, Spieth and him and DJ, how about, like these guys how are about just
Justin Thomas. How about, I mean, all these guys missed the cut, man.
Yeah, Justin Thomas.
Even our guy, Wyndham. But, you know, yesterday was an anomaly with the winds.
But Wyndham, it was his first time at Augusta, no, playing there.
But I'm saying the conditions yesterday were horrific.
They were. But I'm saying, especially you combine that with the fact that was his first time playing that course in a tournament. So that's, you know, that's, there hasn't been a guy who won it as his first time since what, 78 or 79, something like that.
When you,
it's the last time that happened. So that's a tough spot to be in.
When you watch back to like the Zach Johnson thing, have you seen the full swing, the second season?
Oh. Yes.
The second season is incredible. To me, it's even
the Ryder
way
Cup.
Better.
Well, the Ryder
Cup. Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. But when you see, and they're his friends, it's such a conflict of interest that he's like staying with Spieth and Fowler.
No, Justin Thomas.
Well, no, but he stays with Spieth. He stays with Thomas. Like all those guys staying together and they're friends. So it is what it is. But like, it really isn't Keegan's our guy. So maybe we're a little biased, but it's so unfair to a guy like Keegan who deserved to be in. And they're so close and you see them staying at the same house together, which again, I'm not telling them to not be friends, but maybe he shouldn't be the captain if they're this
horrible job. And you know what?
Yeah.
A horrible job. And it showed they got absolutely obliterated. So, you know, the proof is in the pudding.
But yeah. And I would feel somewhat bad for him with the shit that he's taken for all of it. But then you see the full swing. And then like Mikey said, what took place yesterday. And then even at the Waste Management,
he was horrible.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to feel bad for the guy.
Yeah, I mean, and again, I not so much an issue with him telling people fuck you or fuck off, but the fact that he's going to double down in the press conference and say that it wasn't directed at the crowd when I mean, come on, man. Like, you can't do that. You got to know that if they pick that up on the hot mic, like, it's going to be clear and obvious
A lot of
what, like,
swearing yesterday in the
everything's in
Masters.
4K. Yeah. Well, Rom curses a lot, bro. I mean, he's
You
tremendous.
know what, then,
He's
Joe?
tremendous.
Maybe you can let it rip a little bit come Sunday,
Yeah,
Joe.
but they're the players,
Imagine
though.
you hear the hot mic and it's just me on the in the gallery. Fuck!
Or
Because
that, like,
one of my matchups isn't winning.
I heard somebody after a tee shot screamed, "Have a day," which is
Oh,
pretty
there you
cool.
go. That's
Yeah,
nice.
so that was pretty cool.
Better than
Mikey, what did
hearing
you think
Baba Booey
of?
for the 50,000th
Oh
fucking
my
time.
God,
So old.
man!
That should have been my cell. That's so old. Like, let it go.
Oh,
Let
Mikey,
it
what are your
go.
thoughts on the Jason Day outfits?
I didn't. He wore like the crazy sweater yesterday.
The vest.
The
And then
vest,
the day
right?
before, the pants.
Yeah, you know whose outfit was concerning, but it was Sergio Garcia's for
Oh, the
opening round
canary yellow.
with the yellow pants.
Man,
I mean,
the
that was
canary
really,
yellow,
really
yeah.
wild, man. But no, these guys, I think the outfits are part of the fun. I think
I
it's
think it's great.
fun to look at, to be honest. I think it's funny. So I
Yeah.
never take issue with what these guys are wearing. I expect them to wear wonky shit.
I know this is like a really bougie move, but fuck it. It does look so good. Like when you have those golf pants and you get them tailored like these guys do,
All the
there's
Italian cut.
some great looking pants. Like Homa's fit was fucking heat. Yeah, so he had like the baby blue
Baby
and
blue,
the,
yeah, periwinkle,
oh man, it looked
yeah.
fucking.
Bob likes those Italian cut, the hemmed pants. He
Yeah,
likes
those are
a
special. He'll be
special.
wearing them. Don't you worry, Joe. He'll be having those very soon. Very soon, coming to a course near you. He'll have those. He'll have those.
Let's head on over to Joey D.
So I was going to initially sell sand, terrible particle.
Terrible,
But you know
terrible.
what? Given Bob selling the beach, I'm going to pivot. This is tough for me because, and I want to make this very well known because I'm not selling the entire place because I happen to like it a lot, but they got to be better. And it's the Dairy Queen in terms of when you order online, they give you no options, Michael. They give you
Joe.
no options. If you go into the store, you can mix and match flavors of blizzards. You could add fudge in the center. There is an unprecedented amount of different possibilities that you can tailor your own order to. They don't give you fucking diddly squat on any of these ordering services. And by the way, I went on DoorDash. I thought maybe it was just DoorDash. Went to Postmates. It's the exact same thing. I couldn't even order a little vanilla cup for my pup the other day. Like, they wouldn't even give a vanilla ice cream, a single vanilla ice cream. That's as basic as it gets. A single scoop of vanilla ice cream I couldn't get. I couldn't mix and match flavors. I couldn't do chocolate blizzards. I couldn't do anything. So you know what? They didn't get my business. I pivoted.
Mikey
It's they
B.
gotta be better. And you know what? I hit Bob up. Bob tried to do a fucking order for with the blizzard for the chocolate ice cream, and he was throwing fits. Bob, am I not wrong? Am I not right, Bob?
Joe, actually, it was a tough look for me. Joe called me to complain about the Dairy Queen blizzards,
And he
and
was
I had one on the way, and I
ordering
was
one himself. That is so
yeah,
ridiculous.
really.
That is
Tell
just.
me, tell him what you told me, Bob.
He called me to complain. I was like, Joe, I actually got one on the way, and they won't give me the option to do the chocolate blizzard. And I tried putting in the instructions in caps, please no vanilla.
I'm gonna say why. I'm gonna say why the my opinion on why the Dairy Queen internet user face is not as friendly as you gentlemen and accommodating as you gentlemen
User
would like it to
face.
be. Okay.
Before you say that, I just want to say one last thing.
Sure.
If you've never, well, it's my cell, so if you've
It
never,
absolutely is. Let's make that
if
very
you have
clear. It absolutely
never,
is.
if you have never experienced Dairy Queen before in your life,
Yeah.
and your first time was through the interface that they provide you on their online cell delivery systems, which seems to be cohesive across the board. It's the same across the board.
Okay.
All
Okay.
it's not just DoorDash, it's Postmates, Uber Eats, everything. That is a significantly different experience than you would have by walking into the Dairy Queen store
You're
and
beginning to
realizing
make my point.
the
Continue.
endless amount of possibilities that they provide you
Okay.
with.
Okay.
Why can't you do
I'll
that?
tell you why.
Okay, tell me.
I'll tell you why.
Any other story you can.
Dairy Queen. Okay. Dairy Queen to me. Now, this may just be me. People in the comments, you could agree with it, you could disagree with it. Dairy Queen is a place where traditionally, I would think, number one, I don't know how popular a ready-made ice cream delivery service will ever be, given the circumstances that surround transporting ice cream from point A to point B in a car. I think it's difficult to begin with, and your expectations have to be basement low. I think they have to be low to begin with.
That's a different story.
The process is so arduous. Secondly, why are they not investing more into what their menu selection and user interface would look like for the delivery? I'm going to tell you why. Because I think that an ice cream place like a Dairy Queen is meant to be a place where it's warm out. It's the summer, it's spring, whatever. The temperature calls for it. You go there, you walk, you wait in the line. That's part of the delight of going to an outdoor or a traditional walk-in ice cream place where you're supposed to wait in line in the summer. It kind of goes hand in hand. You wait in line, you're looking at the board, all the flavor options, every kind of thing you could do to your sundae, every kind of thing you could do to, and you're taking the time while you're in line to look through all this.
I then like
you
to do got that all the your privacy options, in my own home too.
And then you're getting it fresh delivered at the door. You know what? Fresh delivered on site. Mikey, you know what I mean? You're getting it right then and there.
I definitely see what you're saying for sure. I totally get that.
I know you get your cravings.
I got to back up Joe though, but because at the same
everyone
time,
everyone else is adapting. Everyone ridiculous, else is evolving.
Well, yeah, it was Dairy Queen's choice to go on and do the Postmates service.
No, 100%. They're not stupid. They want to make their money too, but they're telling you basically
it's
like
it's like a pizza place saying when we deliver, we're only going to deliver pepperoni, cheese, and that's it. If you want you, Supreme or if you want pizza, Hawaii, you're shit out of luck.
But listen, Joe, pizza is built upon delivery. Pizza empire is built upon home delivery. Dairy Queen will never be built upon delivery. They're built upon
the warm weather.
Well, they're built upon the warm weather. People walking up to the storefronts, taking the time to wait in line. That's what they're built on. But I understand the gripe, but I'm telling you that they're of the attitude probably where they're not good. They probably will never make the kind of money off delivery that they would. But they just
by the way, I would be ordering on a regular.
You know what,
basis.
Joe? We pay a premium for those blizzards too. They well, you check it up.
They bang you with the extra. And Mikey, well, by that's the way, I'm not asking for some double fudge extra. I wanted a scoop of vanilla ice cream. As
you know
basic
the
as that, I couldn't
that?
Get it. They're trying to sell me
you
dilly
know what
bar.
The solution is to that? You know what the solution is? The next time you or Nicole are at the grocery store, you just pick up a nice pint of plain vanilla for the dog. Then you keep it in the freezer. You got
it. Yeah, it's not the same though. That's like
it's not the soft serve that comes right out of the fucking tube.
The soft serve is not meant for transport though.
Yeah, that's once I pay for that, then I am understandably so.
That's like
putting
you know
myself
like,
on the line that it might not be
that's
how
like,
it would be. In
your expectations have to be so low for that. They just have to be. You can't.
It's
have
for the dog. I don't have a high expectation.
That's almost like I always because that's like saying like order a hamburger and if they don't offer lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle, have your own and then place on the hamburger. Once you do that, it's not the same.
That's not.
All
I'm saying.
He thinks
so. There's no place that's delivering a burger that's not gonna have lettuce and
well,
cheese.
Well, okay, maybe that wasn't the best example. But like, what you're gonna have then your own ice cream? Like, to you know,
part of the disappointment is I love Dairy Queen.
Well,
I
think that's the.
But it's not
thing.
Always. It's not
you
always.
You know what it is? You love Dairy there. Queen, but you don't want to go there. You don't want to go. You just want
it's
it.
It's a convenience.
I love
right,
Dairy Queen
right.
too.
That's the bottom line here. You
and everybody now is adapting to the technological wave that we've experienced.
You know what? I bet you that you could drive to that Dairy Queen, pick up the most perfect ice cream that you want done exactly the way you want it done, and bring it home before you could even complete that whole process online. Because there's nobody going to the store because everybody wants the convenience. I'm telling you.
Well, then they should adapt. If everybody's trying to order online, you think that there's a market for them to up their ante a little bit.
My dad gets so mad at me for the Postmates stuff, for not going and picking stuff up. Like when he hears some of the shit that he gets so he can't wrap his head around it. The thing that I do feel guilty about is and I was always so against it. And I, if I'm being honest, I do it from time to time. I do like grocery shopping. When you do the Instacart and you're picking your groceries, that's a shitty feeling to where when I do that, I feel really bad when I order like a Blizzard. I feel even worse when somebody goes to do your grocery shopping for you. I feel like a piece of
Yeah.
shit.
But like your dad would not get mad at like a traditional delivery service. Like if you said, "Dad, I'm ordering a pizza tonight," he wouldn't get mad that that's getting delivered to the door. Right.
No,
But like ice cream, he's like, "What are you doing?"
The dry ice thing, I think, set him off a little.
Sure. And you know what? It should have. Rightfully so. Rightfully so.
I will say, the last thing with Dairy Queen, I'm showing the sense
I
of
love Dairy Queen,
it.
man.
It sounds
I love the Queen too. Their
dude.
soft serve vanilla is through the roof.
Yeah, I couldn't
It's
get it.
delicious.
I was thinking about getting a Buster bar and peeling off the chocolate to get to
It just, I look, I don't think that show's necessarily wrong.
the
The
dome.
problem is, it just sounds so bad. Like, you got people really like scratching and clawing for, like, it sounds
And Joe's mad
terrible.
that his Joe's mad his
This.
thoroughbred dog couldn't get a vanilla soft serve cup in time. Oh man, you want to talk first world problems, Bobby? You're talking first world problems. The pup likes ice cream. It's his favorite thing. Of
Like
course.
I get it. I just think the way it says, but I will say, we talked about listening to the followers, and I do trust the followers. The followers really, really, and I still am so upset about this that they really steered me wrong with Dairy Queen in regards to when we had the fast food draft. I said, Dairy Queen's not fast food. People were so upset. Bob, how can you say Dairy Queen's not fast food? They have the best chicken tenders, whatnot. And I really took their
Oh,
word
you
for it.
went, yeah, and you said it was horrible.
Well, I got it delivered. I got
Yeah.
it delivered.
This guy, Bob, if you wanted an actual sponsorship, you should be the face of DoorDash or Postmates.
Would love
The
it.
amount, I mean, you could vouch that you have
Oh my
probably
God.
ordered more food in your lifetime than probably like 94% of people.
Well,
Yeah.
they're
I would
door.
love to see the annual statement. The
Oh, no, you
annual
don't.
statement from Postmates. Oh, yes, I do. I
Oh.
would love to see that. That would be an elite piece of content. It would be. The annual
Oh,
statement from
no.
Postmates.
By the way,
Oh,
the DoorDash guy was at the Breezy Lounge.
there you
The
go.
DoorDash guy was at the Breezy Lounge.
There you go. There you go.
Did you
So,
talk to him?
I was talking to him,
secret
but
access codes.
Bob could probably do a sponsorship with them and not even take a dollar, and he would save so much
That's
money.
true. It's
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
it would be worth it just for the free food delivery.
Dude,
Yep.
I don't want to look at what it is.
Yep.
It's bad, man. It's bad. Also, speaking of bad, I asked Jet yesterday. I was like, what's your screen time? He's like, well, it's not gonna be as bad as you. Like, I'm on the computer editing. Like, I was like, he's like, there's no way. It's so I was like, well, what is it? He goes, 13 and a half hours. I said, 13 and a half.
What
I'm
is
not
yours right
a
now, Bob? What is yours right now?
It's not
And Mikey,
good.
I'd like to see what yours is at too.
I don't even know how
Yeah.
to look
No,
at it.
I
What do
thought
you
you
look at?
enabled it. I'd be curious to
You
see
go on
yours too.
settings and you go screen time.
Settings.
So, and then you got to go to the
Oh,
week.
oh.
What is it? App and website activity?
I'm down
No, just
18.
under settings, Mikey, and you just
Yeah.
go under screen time.
Yeah,
I'm
I know,
down.
but this is what it says on my, it doesn't say anything.
Oh, you got to activate that, Mikey. I'd
Oh,
be curious
okay.
to see yours. I'm 8.5, 8 and 8 hours, 18 minutes, down 18% from last week. So that's not too bad.
No, that's nothing, 8 hours, right? Like
Yeah,
compared to
yeah.
what you used to be
So
at,
there,
I
yeah,
feel
no,
like, yeah.
I'm 18% down. So whatever the math
Yeah,
is. What are you,
yeah.
Joey D?
I'm trying, this doesn't make any sense. Oh, yesterday was 8 hours.
Okay. What's the week though? Swipe over to week.
But the week is the week is, it does I don't think it's right. The week is only seeing 1 hour and 34 minutes.
Daily
That
average? Yeah,
down
that can't be
57.
right.
That can't be
Can't be
right.
right.
No.
No.
Okay. All right.
Apple needs to
Maybe
do
because
better.
well,
I don't know. That's okay. I
fellas,
mean,
let's keep it on moving to our snake draft. I'll tell you, man, the guy who's got to get himself on the board one more, Joey
I didn't
D is.
deserve. By the way, here's. I'm gonna start. I'm gonna get ahead of this before there's some massive pretzel job. I have not been great on the top fives. Last week's category was not a good category for 15 picks. I'm gonna say it right now. 15 different bagels. You might have
Look at the
five.
smirk on his face. Would you look
He
at the
knows.
smirk?
He
He did it.
knows. But Mikey,
This whole show,
I
this
don't
whole
have.
show is this is all prefabricated thoughts from Bob's mind on how he can leverage these top fives in his advantage. It really is. It really is.
That is fucking this.
I'm
That's
kidding.
disgusting.
I'm
By the
kidding.
way,
I'm kidding.
I
But the
don't. But can
bagel,
you admit the bagel's not a
the
good
bagel one.
category?
Here's the thing is Bob picked the bagel one. to be fair, knowing where his position in the draft was going to be, he knew he was going to pick one.
You knew you were picking one, Mike.
But I here's
my first off. I'm not
arguing whether I won or lost. I don't have more than three different variations of bagels ever.
That's a problem.
I'm just Michael. You're telling me you have 15 different variations of bagels. Like today we're doing cereal. We've all had 15 different types of cereal.
Sure. Cereal's a great one, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Cat's out of the bag. It's cereal.
It's a good category. Bagels is not a good category because there's only 3 to 5 real bagels.
I think that's what makes it a little interesting, though, because you have to go outside of the comfort zone.
Well, you know what, Mikey? Then we
got crushed. I got crushed.
How about movies?
We'll go movies, Bob won the sports movies one. Unbelievable.
This is very unfair.
Sports movies is what Bob's best at. Let's look at what we've done. Bagels. Sports movies. What was the one we did before that?
NFL. NBA.
You got crushed in NFL.
NBA. Okay.
What was the ones that
I mean, guys, come on. This is so ridiculous. You guys have
the last
every
two.
Chance as if you guys don't know. And by the way, here's another thing. You guys can throw some stuff into the top fives.
I've suggested plenty of top fives. What?
Bob's last three. All right. You ready for this?
Go ahead.
Some of the best things he's known for.
Bagels,
chips,
yeah.
And sports movies.
I mean, if
this kid doesn't win those categories, it's like saying fucking. I mean, come on, man.
When am I known for chips?
Bob, you eat chips all the
time. You're a big chip
time.
Guy.
No, you're a chip guy.
Joe, I would say you're definitely a bigger chip guy than me.
I'd say chips are one of the better things I'm at, but like bagels,
okay,
bagels and sports movies.
Look, here's the bottom line.
That's a layup. That's like saying we're doing a three-point competition.
I want to hear the
and
bottom
Steph
line.
Curry's going to be competing.
What's the bottom line?
The bottom line is you got to capitalize on what you know. Okay.
Sure.
You guys have every right to put in your top fives as well, which you didn't do.
That's right.
And you know, I mean, these topics.
I liked bagels. Like, full transparency. I like the category.
And it's not like I'm so much more advanced than you guys. Mikey is in the bagel epicenter.
That's correct.
Mikey put his hand up and said he had a terrible track.
And I appreciate.
You know what the problem? I had two of my horses go right in front of my picks, which completely threw me for a loop.
And then
the second pick.
I was going to go poppy seed on the way back. Thought I could get it. You snatched it. And then I thought I was going to get blueberry in the third. And Bob snatched it with the double. That's why the first and the third pick are so good. Because you get those double picks. It's crushing. It's soul crushing. It is what it is. I moved on.
Before something you really did. First off, the hand up accountability I thought was hysterical on Twitter. Secondly, real quickly, can you – because the post, it actually, it's a really good menu. You put out what your master's menu would be. Can you just read through real quick what
your
master's
menu was? No, you didn't like that menu?
You got the Miyazaki, you spelt it wrong.
Did I spell gnocchi wrong?
Yeah. No, Miyazaki, the Japanese way.
I took that right offline. Then some joker online doesn't know how to spell it.
Wait, you know who put it out? Penix de Metcalf. That's how Penix to Metcalf spells.
Oh, we're still going back to that well, the Penix to Metcalf well. Of course. Appetizers, we had Philadelphia cheesesteak egg rolls, shaved prime ribeye steak, chopped long hot peppers, provolone cheese with au jus. That sounds pretty good, Jeff.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Seafood tower, lobster tail, stone crab.
See, I would make the claim if you have seafood tower, you don't even need those other two. Like the seafood tower is good enough.
Well, I did meats, cheeses, and then a hot.
The Philly cheesesteak egg rolls. I thought it was great. I really did. I thought it was
great. No, it's good. I'm just saying that the tower, I think, is good enough.
Tower, you got your lobster tail, stone crab claw, Alaskan king crab leg, shrimp cocktail, the big ones, Dungeness crab cocktail, served with hot mustard, seafood sauce, and horseradish cocktail sauce. Then drunken veal, pork, and beef meatballs over vodka sauce with regatta cheese. And then the cold antipasto, which is going to be all your dried meats and your cheeses, obviously. You know, there's charcuterie board there. Okay. And then main choice, that was the A5. How do you pronounce it, Joe?
Miyazaki. I don't know the Kikuyu. I don't.
I
I
don't
never
know.
heard.
This is the, I don't know. Bone-in ribeye served with cream spinach scallop potatoes and Alaskan king crab
That's pretty
black
good.
truffle gnocchi. Yeah. And then Chilean sea bass option there for our lighter fare lovers. Lemon butter sauce, garlic, mashed potatoes, and asparagus. And then the dessert, bananas Foster with cinnamon graham cracker gelato. That pairs very nicely, I
Yeah,
thought.
I thought it
That
was a
menu's a
great
nice
menu.
menu. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I really do.
Somebody should make that menu for us, I feel like. Someone should.
It's
Someone
great.
should.
It's really, really
Someone
good.
out there could, and someone should.
That's a lot of work. That's a big menu.
No, that's a
Okay.
big menu. That's something you don't want to play credit card roulette with that menu. You're going to get crushed.
Remember we almost did credit card roulette at Carbone?
Yeah.
Oh, bro. That see,
Yeah.
I
Maybe
like that.
we do credit card roulette
At
in
Perry's.
Alabama.
I
Yeah,
would I
Perry's, yeah.
it's scary of the four man. I mean, I like doing credit card roulette. Like we had six guys at that Carbone dinner. The odds
Yeah.
are very much in your favor to where I like taking that
Yeah,
gamble and
a
getting
four
the
man dinner, you got a 25%
four man scary.
oh, bang.
We had an Instagram live a long time ago. We had a big bill and we did credit card roulette and it comes out as Joe. And that's the perfect guy for it to come out to. Oh, did he blame the waiter? It was
Oh,
one
yeah,
of
it was. I
we
gave
let
that nice metal card. He felt it. He's like, this guy's got more money to spend. And you got to put a shitty card in the
Yeah,
credit
that's the
card
key.
roulette.
Yeah,
Like
you
a
got to put,
card that's
yeah.
peeling,
Yes,
breaking,
yes,
looks like you
yes.
got no
I agree.
money.
I
That's
agree.
a heady play.
It's just like that generic red color that every bank gives out on a debit card is like red.
To
You
the
just give
point
them
where what
that.
I would do, Mikey, is I would, now I'm telling you guys what to do, but I would put a shitty card out if I got picked. Then I would switch the card up for a different card to actually put the bill on.
If he got picked, yeah.
If I
Yeah.
got picked.
Yep. Yep.
All right, boys. Are you ready to get down to
Who's
business
going
here?
first, Bob? Are you taking the one pick? So
Oh,
as we said,
Bobble.
we are doing yeah, we're doing top five cereals. This one's fun. I do want to put something out there, okay? I feel because this would change a lot. Like, for example, if I do Captain Crunch, I think that's gotta take out all Captain Crunch. Cause like if I put like Captain Crunch and somebody can do Captain Crunch with berries and then Captain Crunch peanut butter, like I would do four different things
Okay, that's
of
fine.
Captain Crunch. So through the committee, are we okay with
That's fine.
once that's off the
Once
board?
it's off the board, it's off the board. No variations.
Okay, with that being said, I'm gonna do
Are you
Captain
taking the
Crunch.
number one
I'm gonna
pick?
do the number one pick.
Joe,
Joey
I
D
assume you're taking three because
no
you came in second.
Joey D's
Yeah,
gonna take
take three.
three.
Bob, you took
Mikey's
Cabin Crunch at one.
yeah, I'm gonna do
I
Captain
tell you
Crunch off the
what, that's a
board.
good start for me, man. That's a good start. I thought you were going this one. I'm taking Cinnamon Toast Crunch at two. That's a steal at the two pick. Give me Cinny Toast
Don't
Crunch at two.
try and sell. Don't try and
No,
talk.
that's a big one.
Don't
That's a big one. That's a big one.
don't
That's a big
don't
one. And you know
even
it. And
if
now
I
you fucked up and you realize it.
he
You know you fucked up.
Joe, you see what he's trying to do. He's
No,
trying to
I'm being
get
dead
in.
serious. Joe, did he not drop the ball there? Cinnamon Toast Crunch is
No,
the
I
number
did,
one top dog
bro.
cereal.
Joe,
Everyone knows that.
if you had the
Go
number
ahead,
one
Joe. Give
pick,
your opinion, Joe.
if you had the number one
What I
pick,
would have picked, number
yeah.
one. You want to see what was first on my list? And I'm going to
You could
delete the
just say
rest.
it.
Well, I'll show you so that you don't think I'm
Well, then
fabricating.
obviously, if
First on
it's
my list, Captain Crunch.
okay,
there we go. There we
I
go. So
disagree, but
you
okay.
see exactly what he was trying to. I could have picked.
I don't think so, but
I could have picked
okay.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and he
No,
would
I
have
would have
been
been
like,
no, Bob.
"Oh,
I
I got exactly what I
no, I
wanted."
now that being
No,
said, Bob. I swear to
I
God, I would have said
I
that's
do
the
have cinnamon.
consensus. That's
I
the
do have Cinnamon
consensus.
Toast Crunch in the top three. So, Mikey, I do think
Oh,
it's a
it's a good
slow.
pick. I don't mind his pick, but I'm not gonna. He didn't win the
Bob,
list.
you know, that makes me laugh. Last week, when you said everything bagel at number one overall, what was the first thing I said? I said, that's the right play. Everything bagel.
Oh, well,
I'm
that's
telling you,
so, yeah, but
this
that's
was
so.
not the right play. This was
That's,
not.
oh,
Cinnamon.
that,
Okay.
well,
Joe's
you're
got
2-1.
back-to-back. Joe's got
You're two,
back-to-back.
go
You're
ahead.
in
Yo,
trouble. You're in an early
come
hole.
on. Could
You're in
you
an
shut
early
up?
hole. You're in an early
Come on,
hole.
man.
Okay,
Like,
go ahead,
you
Joe.
see what he's doing,
Early
Joe?
hole for Bob.
Well, you
Early
know,
hole.
he's worried now because I think you've overpassed him on top fives, Bob.
Sure
I
have.
think
Of
you.
course.
Yeah.
Of
Has he?
All right. Number
Yes.
one, I'm taking Reese's Puffs. Reese's Puffs, I'm taking. And then I'm gonna follow it up with it's tough, man. I'm gonna go with Frosted Flakes on the way back.
Frosted Flakes is a it's
I
a
love,
respectable play.
yeah, okay. No,
Bob is la why is Bob laughing? I don't know.
I love his one. I don't
Fair.
like that too. I don't like you
I
could have
gotta get
got
variety in there. I
no,
gotta get variety in there. No, Mikey would have taken Frosted Flakes on the way back.
no, he
What?
wouldn't have.
No,
Wait,
I wouldn't. Not
neither of
maybe not
me.
this pick, but the next pick,
I had
Mikey.
Frosted Flakes on the board for sure. It's on my big board, but it ain't that high. I'm gonna take give me put me down for Lucky Charms. Give me Lucky Charms.
Great pick. Great pick.
Bob, you got two.
Really nice pick, Mikey.
Thank you.
Give me Fruit Loops.
Great pick.
Yeah, give me Fruit
This is a
Loops.
fun one, man. This is a fun one. This is intense.
Give me Fruit Loops and then give me Cookie Crisp.
Okay. Fruit Loops and Cookie Crisp.
I'm not just saying this. I'm off to a unbelievable start.
Put me down for Rice Krispie Treat cereal. Rice Krispie Treat
Good
cereal.
play. Good play.
So now I get two picks.
Yes, you do.
I'm going to go with, fuck, man. It's tough here, man. I'm not a huge cereal guy. All right, I'm going to
This is going to
go.
be a bloodbath, but this is going to be an out. This is going to be a dogfight.
I'm going to go with
Between
Cocoa
us, between
Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs.
And then I'm going to go on the way back. On the way
Great
back, I'm going to go with Golden Grahams.
cereal, one of my favorite cereals of all time. I got lambasted when we did this originally when I picked Golden Grahams, but
I
that's
think
fine.
Golden Grahams is solid.
Yeah, it's a great cereal. It's not the cereal I would have picked there, but it's a great cereal. Get and put me down for a you know what? I got to take this because this cereal is not exotic, but this is an absolute. Everyone has this in their house. Honey Nut Cheerios. Give me Honey Nut Cheerios in the fourth round. I think that's a steal. Honey Nut
Not a
Cheerios.
great cereal, though.
Great cereal.
Yeah,
Not a great cereal. One of the best cereals of all time. Honey Nut
I'll tell you what, Joey D. I
Cheerios.
don't like that pick.
It's probably the best-selling cereal ever made, Honey
But
Nut
it's
Cheerios.
not that, it's
It's
not
not
that
that
good.
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 Oh no, I know. That's why it's the best song. Yeah, everyone must hate it. Everyone must fucking hate it. It's in everyone's house, but everyone must hate it. Go ahead, continue. You guys are going. Bob, you're closing out now. This is your
All right,
last
I'm
two
gonna do.
picks. Yes,
I
yes.
know. I'm ready.
Lot
I'm
of pressure
ready.
here.
Shut up. Shut up. Give me Apple Jacks. Give me
Apple
Apple
Jacks is
Jacks
a
this
good pick.
four.
Apple
Dude,
Jacks is a good pick.
I'm putting together just a power list. And you know what? Everybody knows it. Everybody.
See, here's two things I'm no longer going to do in these top fives. I'm not
Here
gonna.
we go. Here we
I'm
go.
no longer going to declare that my list is the best because
Sure.
that's not going to get me anywhere. I've realized. I thought last week after the top three, I was in the lead and I got bit lambasted. And the next thing I'm not going to do, I'm going to try to not shit on other people's picks because it just
Oh,
it's just
but Joe,
good for
that's
you,
such
Joe.
a
Not
good for you.
necessary. It's
Good for
not
you, Joe.
necessary. The
Good
dog
for
wants to
you.
go sunbathing. There we go. There
I think the pup just heard your list, Joe. I think I wanted to
we
get the fuck out of
go.
there.
I don't think the list is bad by
No,
any
no,
means,
no,
Bob.
no.
No, I agree.
I'm busting balls. I'm busting balls.
This guy wins a couple wheelhouse fucking
Well,
top fives.
look, I'm swinging a hot stick. I'm swinging a hot stick. I got a little swagger to me right now. Give me Apple
Hurry up
Jacks at
already, would
four.
you?
Give me Fruity Pebbles at five.
Yeah, that's a great pick. That's a steal in front of me. That was my pick. That was my pick. I am prepared though to back it up, and I'll back it up with something another great classic cereal. Corn Pops. Give me corn. Gotta have my pops. Gotta have
Oh
my pops, dog. Gotta have my pops. Give me corn pops. Five.
no. That just fucked me, man. I thought no one would take that. Those are two picks I had. I'm fucked now. I'm not winning this week. I don't even know what to take now. Oh, Jesus,
Yeah,
man.
that list, that Joey D list. I mean,
What's
it's
wrong
all
with
right.
my
No, it's in good
list?
shape. It's in good shape.
Mikey, don't make fun of other people's
I'm
lists.
not.
I'm
Mo, but I would
not.
like to actually ask you which item on my list is that bad?
Nothing.
You didn't like the Frosted Flakes
I
that
told you
much.
Golden Grahams is one of my favorite picks.
Joe, I did like the Golden Grahams pick. You didn't hear
I'm
a
fucked
word
now.
from me.
I don't have another one. All my picks got taken. Fucking A. I didn't think Corn
This is
Pops was
actually
good.
one of those weeks where I wish we had an honorable mention because there's just so many fucking good
Yeah,
cereals.
this is a good top five. Plus, I'm an
Yeah.
expert in cereal too, so that helps.
Yeah, it's a
Of course.
fucking cereal, man. I don't even know what to take now. This is tough,
This is gonna be a
dude.
good one. Whatever comes out
Yeah.
is gonna be so good. God, Joe.
This is gonna bang me. This single-handedly is going to lose me the entire. Like, I'll probably come last place now. You know what? I don't know any other cereals. I'll go with Raisin Bran on my last cereal.
Yeah.
I don't have everything else got taken.
Listen, Raisin Bran is good. It is good. I like Raisin Bran. I do. I think it's tasty. I'm being serious. I like Raisin Bran.
You know,
He's making me
you
laugh, but
know.
I do like
Oh
Raisin
no, actually,
Bran.
I forgot the cereal I want to use. I need
unless the committee wants to allow an honorable mention this week, I don't think
no,
we can
no,
have
I want
I don't think the committee
No, I forgot the cereal.
I don't
I
think
want a different cereal. You
I
can't
want to
do
see
that.
a
You what have I
lucky
ever
kid,
asked
you
for it?
lucky.
I forgot the cereal that I wanted.
If it's a quick, like if it's a quick take
You
back,
guys were lambasting me to have a chance to shit the
no,
pivot.
I would
I want to do
love,
tricks as my last
would
cereal.
have been a great play. Would have been a
It's
great
not
play.
gonna.
I think
This
the
guy goes and
committee,
takes fucking Cheez-Its for fucking chips, and now he doesn't want to give me a switch for a last pick.
Well,
It's the last pick.
let's,
Everything else has gone
let's
taken. I
start with
mean,
this.
you handed the card to the commissioner. The commissioner read the pick. You can't just say, "Oh, I'm sorry. You know, we're not picking you anymore."
We didn't announce it though.
Also, too, out of respect to comments, I want to see the comments when that comes in. So I'm on the committee. All committee board have to be no. So I am vetoing his right to have another cereal.
Yeah,
Mikey, what would you like to
I'm gonna abstain from voting, so that's gonna make it 1-1, and on a draw, you got to just
No, Mikey, you
keep
gotta
at
do a
it.
vote. You gotta do a vote.
I mean, I think Raisin Bran was the pick. I mean, Raisin Bran was the
All
pick, if I'm being fair.
right. So you know
I
Joe's
feel
gonna be.
bad for Joe, though. I feel like he's genuinely hurt.
He's about to go on a plane to Augusta, Georgia,
That's
man.
also true. Fuck you, Raisin Bran, it is.
No, don't feel bad for him. He's
Respectfully, respectfully.
respectfully. You know he's gonna be on that flight to
Look at how
Augusta.
mad he
He's gonna be on that flight to Augusta, being like, fucking Raisin Bran, the fucking committee.
is.
Like
All right, we're
it's
gonna run.
gonna
You
hurt.
want me to
Tricks
run
are for
down? You want to
kids.
run down? They are. They were until Raisin Bran came around. But anyway, I'll run down the list real fast. Bob, Captain Crunch, Fruit Loops, Cookie Crisp, Apple Jacks, Fruity Pebbles. It's a great list. It's a great list.
It's a great list.
For me, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, Rice Krispies Treats, Honey Nut Cheerios, Corn Pops. I think that list hangs with your list. I do. Joey D, we got Reese's. We got your Reese's Puffs.
Great
We
pick.
got some Frosted Flakes in there. Delicious milk Frosted Flakes makes. Cocoa Puffs. Got to have your Puffs. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Golden Grahams. I said that's a phenomenal pick. One of my
It's a good
favorites.
pick. It's a good pick.
And then we rounded. We rounded it out with Raisin Bran. Rounded it out with Raisin Bran.
Yeah,
You know what? Fuck it. I like Raisin Bran. Me
there
too.
you
Me
go.
too. And the last pick of the draft.
Hey, I'll tell you what,
That's
fellas.
Mr.
Mr.
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a
Hey,
Brock
it's a
Purdy.
raisin irrelevant.
All right, it's Brock Purdy. There you go.
All
Yeah, you
right,
turned out pretty good. You
well,
sure
fellas,
did. Played in the Super Bowl.
if you're in Augusta, Georgia, I recommend you either go see or try and hear Joey D, who will be roaming the ropes.
They'll never get that
That's
message.
right. Nope, they won't. Yeah, they won't.
Master will be over for 2 days already.
Yeah,
Well,
they get
when you were there, we hope you ran into Joe, is what we'll
yeah.
say. Yeah.
And you know what, Joey D? I hope you have a good time out there. I
Me
really, really
too.
do. I really
Me
do.
too.
I really
Me
hope you
too.
enjoy yourself. Really, really enjoyed this program. A nice long episode,
Yeah.
by the way, as well. Sometimes what I do is I want to hit an even number on time. So if you hear me at the end where I just kind of like drag on and rant a little bit, it's to hit the even number that we just hit. That's been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Like, comment, subscribe, Mikey V, Joey D. We love you, boys.